In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher, with your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about religious charlatanism and its negative effects. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So today we're going to talk about religious charlatanism and its negative effects. There are certain people who pretend to be very religious people, but inwardly they're not. Because these people make showy pretenses to having good faith and piety for different personal motives. For example, they want to do whatever they want, lawful or unlawful, by portraying themselves as very religious people, so that if they do something which is really wrong or even sinful, they would have a justification for it. That is, their religiousness and devoutness which they pretend to have. There are so many negative effects which are brought about as a result of this charlatanism. First of all, such a person is giving a bad name to religion and people who are actually religious. Because, you know, when people see such a person who seems to be very religious and pious and whatnot, if they discover that such a person is actually a fraud and a person who pretends to be religious, just think about what would people say about religious people in general. They would become pessimistic about religion and religious people. They will think to themselves that, hey, maybe all religious people are like this. Maybe all of them falsely portray themselves as good people when actually they're not. So what happens is that these people, because they become pessimistic about religion, their faith in Islam weakens and they will no longer abide by the rulings of Islam. They say to themselves, if really a day of judgment exists, if there is life after death, if people will be held accountable for their deeds and rewarded or punished based on them, then how come people who claim to be religious themselves are so irreligious in reality? And why is it that these people are committing so much, you could say, injustice or wrong? A religious charlatan, for example, wants to gain an advantage over others, and he wants to hold a certain position, either a governmental one or any other position, such as in a department or company. In order to do that, he must somehow trick people to believe that he has such and such qualities and capabilities so that he could earn people's trust. Let's say there is a candidate for the Islamic parliament in a Muslim country. People, of course, are going to vote for someone who is religious, committed, and has the necessary knowledge for legislation. A charlatan can pretend to be a very religious and committed person, and in this way, he can fool or deceive people so that they think he is a really good person, and in this way, he could be elected. When he gets elected, and people see who he really is, that is when people start to have doubts about other people who are truly religious. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
charlatans, religious charlatans. And I'm not saying they're all charlatans, but they're certainly not practicing the Sunnah. You know, one of the books that I read when I was starting out, I mean, I wasn't starting out, I was already pretty adept at reading Arabic, but I read Badi'u Zaman al-Hamadani. I went through a period where I read the maqamat, I really liked them. Zamakhsharis were beautiful because they were all spiritual maqamat. But Badi'u Zaman, really, I was conflicted reading it initially, and it took me a while to understand what he was doing, because he wrote about a religious charlatan that used to, he was very eloquent and he knew the book and the sunnah, and he used to go to villages and he would trick people. And he would tell them things like, I saw the Prophet in a dream, and he told me to go to this village, and he said, I'm supposed to pray the rain prayer because you need rain, but he told me I have to do an extremely long sajda or it won't get answered. And so they're all like, Allahu Akbar. And he's very eloquent. He's got this brilliant eloquence. They're all, Allahu Akbar. And so they go out and they pray, and he goes into sajda, and then he gets up. They're all in sajda. He gets up and robs all the houses, and then he leaves. You know, and I thought, that's such a weird, why is he doing, this is, you know, 800 years ago. And I just, he's talking about characters. He's warning people about religious charlatanry. That there are mountebanks, there are these people that are Dajajila. He's an imposter. He was a scholarly imposter. He was pretending to be something he wasn't. And this has happened many times in our history, that people have been fooled by these people. And so this is why it's very important to learn the religion for yourself, so that you don't become victim to these people. Because many, we have so many people in our community that have been victims. And then what happens? They get scandalized when they find out the truth. The person ended up, you know, having sexual improprieties with people or something. This happens in our community. And then they have their loss of faith, or they get confused, or then they don't want to have anything to do with religion because this charlatan has given religion such a bad name. And this happens, and they suffer from it. People are abused by religion, and that's the worst form of abuse. I would rather have a mafiosa leader and deal with him than deal with a religious charlatan. I really would. I would rather have that, because he's just doing bad and everybody can see it's bad. But when you do bad in the name of good, you are a truly evil person.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So we were talking about religious charlatanism and its negative effects. It's really important that people who, on the face of it, appear to be very religious people, and of course they try to be religious themselves, they don't commit wrong and sins, because people are going to say that such a person is a hypocrite or such a person is two-faced. So even if a person does not want to be a charlatan or a fraud in terms of his religiosity and belief in Islam, he has to be very careful how he behaves. Otherwise, people are going to say such a person is a fraud just like that other person who was a fraud. And I think one of the things which everyone should do is to, they should enlighten others about these people and warn them that they should not think that these people are truly believing and religious Muslims. If people are told that certain people pretend to be Muslims in order to derive certain personal benefits, then the negative effects of this is going to be minimized. In fact, just like someone who claims to be a good doctor, for example, can be a bad doctor who is not good at diagnosing or treating illnesses, a religious charlatan is the same in that he claims to be a religious person, but in practice and secretly, he is not. What's worse is that religious scholars and clergy become religious charlatans. Now, the negative effects that these people bring about is a whole lot greater than other religious charlatans, because these people preach religion and tell other people to be like them. I mean, good, pious, and believing Muslims. The problem is that these people might not practice what they preach, so to speak. When this happens, people may entirely lose their faith in many of the beliefs that we have in Islam, such as prayer, fasting, zakat, hajj, and so forth. Again, there should be a kind of enlightenment about such fake religious scholars by other scholars or other religious people. For example, one could give the example of Muawiyah as a person who portrayed himself as a very religious person, but in practice, he was a very big charlatan who only furthered his personal interests by claiming to be religious. In other words, these religious charlatans are hypocrites. And like the Quran says, the danger of hypocrites is greater than even the disbelievers and infidels, because they claim to be Muslims, while inwardly they're disbelievers. So, we should really watch out and try to identify the real religious people from the charlatans. So we should really watch out and try to identify the real religious people from the charlatans. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program, The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written. Here is our message to you about Islam, our religion. Let everyone know too what in Quran is written.